On tonight's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, Vampire Deer, Flip or Flop, 10 Toxic People, and Pyramid Marketing.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I'm Hank.
And I'm Petra.
We're sitting here high perched above Yate Tower.
Don't even go there. I will just find something to smack you in the back of the head with, and you know it.
I think it's funny being here at Yates Tower. We're overlooking the street. We always hear the fire trucks coming by.
You can never say that again without talking about Trump Tower.
Oh, is that what you think I'm?
Yeah.
No. This is Yates Tower. Yates Central? What do you want to call it?
I don't know, but like we can't call it anything that would bring to mind Trump Tower, because then I will have to physically violate you.
Well, we'll have to work on that.
Yeah, we will.
We'll have to come up with something. All right, you've got a good article to start us with. Something that could be terrifying if you live in rural Appalachia.
Well, pretty much in North America.
I think rural America, period.
Yeah, yeah. If you're anywhere here, this is just a horrifying thought.
And probably overseas, probably for our Australia listeners and people. Hell, this is probably everywhere.
I don't know. Are there deer in Australia?
Oh, I'm sure there's some sort of mutant, crazy.
I bet there. It's all kangaroos. I bet kangaroos take the place of deer in Australia.
Well, we have some Australian listeners. You guys can let us know if you have deer.
Because we'll fight about it.
Maybe your deer just jump around. They kind of like deer, I bet. Kangaroos.
Yeah, their head shape kind of similar. I bet they take the place of deer.
We need to transplant them some deer.
No, they need to send us some kangaroos.
We could trade. That'd be a good foreign exchange program.
Yeah.
Tell them what we're talking about.
The kangaroos just box you. This one, forensic scientists caught a deer munching on a human carcass.
That is kind of funny.
This is in Popular Science. Thank you, Sarah Fetch, F-E-C-H-T, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to butcher that name.
The little deer on the cover is cute, licking his little chops.
He's licking his chops.
Oh. It looks like a little string of tendon coming out of his left cheek.
Yes. This is from the Forensic Anthropology Research Facility in San Marcos, Texas.
I can't make me deer in Texas too hot.
No, there's deer in Texas. We have deer everywhere.
All right.
In July of 2014... researchers left a body to study decay rates, and they leave it out where predators can get a hold of it so that they can study, you know, the bite marks and all that kind of.
I like the body farm.
Yeah.
Forensic farm.
Yeah. The body farm in Tennessee is an example of that. I think it was one of the first programs in the country, but now there's more programs because, well, we have dead bodies to study.
I just saw today they're opening one in Florida. Anyway.
Neat.
So is that what they were setting bodies out at the body farm? And
yeah, basically. It's a larger area, and they put a field camera, you know, a trail cam. Trail cams are great. Caught glimpses of a young white-tailed deer munching on rib bones.
Look at that picture of it, that bone sticking out of its mouth.
Yep.
Dang.
Yep.
You're right. We have hundreds of these things. Tell them what you just said before you got on the air.
It would be horrifying. There are millions of them all around us. Okay. We live surrounded by forest. I was walking to the park the other night, and you can see where they're bedding down at night in our Central Park. Like, they just walk across a couple of streets and go nestle down in the park because nothing's going to bother them there. But you can see their beds where a bunch of them have come over and slept.
So you're saying if they come out of the woods and decide to eat us, we're all in trouble?
We're all screwed. Just done.
It'd be like the birds, except with deer.
Yeah, except they're huge. Like, they're really big animals, too.
If they really wanted to hurt you, they could.
Oh, yeah, with their antlers and their front hooves.
But for the most part, they're just big dogs.
Yeah. Unless you really upset one or wear a bunch of doe pee. Hunters douse themselves in doe pee so they'll attract the male deer. I'm like, really?
Yeah, that's if you're a hunter, I suppose. But that seems a little unnecessary around here.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's so many of them. I mean, all you have to do is load up a gun, load up a 30-30 rifle, go in the woods, and hell, you'll run across one walking to your spot.
Yeah.
you would think, right?
There's a lot of them. There's an awful lot of them around here.
That is weird. Why are they? Well, I've read the article too. You want to tell them why they might eat human flesh?
The
or what I read.
Okay.
They said it may be like a deficiency of some mineral.
Yeah.
Like I say,
like phosphorus, salt, calcium.
That kind of makes sense. They're saying it's unusual. But hell, they caught it on camera.
Yeah.
There's a little dude right there with a rib bone sticking out of his mouth. That is so funny.
Yeah. He's just gnawing on it.
He is just gnawing on it.
Yuck. Yeah. And he's looking right at the camera, too. It's creepy.
He is. He's looking at the camera almost like, fuck you. What are you going to do about it, jackass?
I'm eating you. I will eat you.
I'll eat you if you come. Change his field your ass.
Well, now they have an example of ungulate gnawing to help them when run into odd cases like that. Which, you know, that it is. Stuff will throw them off. Like, what chewed on this body?
Well, you know, our local farmers here, we're not talking farmers like acres and acres and, you know, not professional farmers.
Yeah, livelihood farmers.
Well, at least not their livelihood with vegetables anyway. Mm-hmm. Some of them do with cows and that stuff. But anyhow, point is, they always say when they put out a little garden, a little hobby garden, that keeping the deer out around here has become epic as far as urban legends and, you know, folklore on how to keep them out. Nothing seems to work.
It used to be if you either had lights that clicked on in the night, like motion sensor lights used to be a big one.
Yeah.
When I was younger. And a lot of people would get hair from, like, the barber shop or the beauty shop.
I've heard that one.
And that doesn't even faze them anymore. They just, whatever. They're not afraid of people now.
I don't think any of those things faze them. I've heard people say they've tried everything. Most people around here who are serious about it, they put up an electric fence.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they can. And even then, they'll say they'll jump it.
Yeah, so, right into the middle of the garden. Yeah.
So, I don't know. But some of the things they say they eat, it surprises me about human flesh, but I've heard like tomato plants.
Whole plant down to the ground.
Yeah, like I thought that was a poisonous plant.
It's in the belladonna family.
Apparently people around here swear deer eat them.
I hope it gives them a bellyache. Well, I used to have a garden I just gave up. You know, you planted an extra row of crap all around your garden. Because they're going to eat that, and maybe they'll go in your garden, and maybe they'll leave it alone and go get your neighbor's garden.
It's a great example of how our conservation people here in Kentucky have done a wonderful job. When we were kids, it was rare to see a deer. I mean, rare.
Now we have herds of elk.
Now we have tons of deer, obviously, that we're talking about, and now we have elk.
Yep.
So they're doing a good job with this stuff, but, you know, they're overpopulated.
When I used to live in Ohio, man, they honestly, it was like speed bumps. Like, you know how sometimes a year there's a whole lot of possums on the road? It's like they've
like possum migration.
Yeah. Or there'll be a whole bunch of skunks. It might be mating season or something. That there's just a ton of animals on the road. It used to be like that all the time in Eastern Ohio. Yeah. There would be like three of them. Like, just looking down the road, like right there. Like, we see deer on the road. It's common. You see one anytime you go very far, but they're not like bam, 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 speed bumps.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd rather people eat them than somebody get hit on the road.
Absolutely.
That's wasteful. And
it's damaging. It's really damaging to cars, too. And it sucks if you're the deer.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a bad way to die. Now, anyway, here's a couple that I've,
You mentioned this several times.
I've almost brought it up several times. I keep seeing these articles that keep coming out, and I think, well, I want to talk about it, and I'm like, I don't want to give these assholes any more attention or whatever. And then I ignore it, and something else comes along, and blah, blah, blah. So this week something came along, and I thought, well, this is a decent time to talk about it. I'm talking about... First of all, I got two things with this.
Ooh, okay.
I got two directions here. One,
it's, and this is new to me. I don't know, so I'm going to surprise Hank.
Well, we're talking about the show Flip or Flop, that show on HGTV. Yeah. Is it HGTV?
Is it
Home and Garden?
It's either HGTV or TLC.
I'm almost sure it's HGTV.
Okay.
Anyway, these flipper flop people, they've been pissing me off since the first stories about this dude. First of all, his name's Tarek. T-A-R-E-K. As a guy, I can tell you, there has never been a guy in the history of the world named Tarek that wasn't a jerk.
Really? Have you met any?
No, and it's a dumbass fucking made-up name.
Well, there's so many made-up names anymore.
God. Tarek. T-A-R-E-K. So first of all, just the way he spelled his name pisses me off.
Well, all right. Let's hope this isn't like, if it is like some ethnically sensitive name or something like that, I'm sure we'll hear. But
this dude looks as white as me. It'd be like if I was named Tarek.
Well, what if it's like Russian or Scandinavian or something like that? I'm just playing devil's advocate already.
Okay. Well, maybe it is. And if he's Scandinavian, Russian, then I apologize to you,
but
sir.
I laugh all the time. You see like name tags in stores and all the crazy names. And like we live in the whitest white area that's ever whited. And
yeah.
Like some of these names that are so smooshed up, you know, just like they took four or five different names and made a different name out of it. And, you know, just so their kid could be unique. It's just kind of really what was wrong with young people. And they're people our age. People our age did that.
Right. And it just from nothing else, from just a straight looking at it. Logically, how many times are you setting your kid up for the rest of their life to have to, now how do you spell that? Now what's that? You know, that kind of a situation where it's not the end of the world, but there's never going to be a time where somebody's not going to say, okay, now can you spell that? Imagine. I mean, at least with Hank, rarely do I ever have somebody. Now, how do you spell Hank? It's pretty fucking self-explanatory.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, I mean, my name gets misspelled every now and then, but it's not bad, you know. And
Petra is not too bad.
No,
people can find that.
It's a normal name, and not uncommon around here. So
it's not super common, but it's not out of the realm of most people. Basically, if most people can't spell your name just by saying it, then don't name your kid that.
Yeah, like it. And if it's an ethnic name, great, go for it. Because I don't know, somehow we seem to recognize what are names and what are not names.
I guess
like culturally, it's just so common now. Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, we're exposed to so many different names, but then when it's just some made up total BS word, I'm just like, really? Your mama was pissed at you.
Well, and you know how I hate being tricked. Like I know most reality TV shows are just bullshit.
Yeah.
I know things like that, but I just don't like it.
Yeah, you get morally offended by it.
I do. When you're pretending like you're real but you're not real, I don't know. I don't think I'll ever be okay with that, with being tricked like that. Or attempted to be tricked like that.
Yeah.
Just tell me it's fake or whatever. So from the time the story came out, and I remember this now that I'm piecing all this together from this summary article I've been reading, he had a fight with his wife Christina, which I don't even know if they were a couple, and maybe they'd already been divorced. But anyway, this girl, this all started when this Christina girl called the police after this guy Tarek left her house after they'd had a fight and walked into the woods by himself with a loaded gun. After an argument that they had.
Ooh.
So, yeah, he's a weak whatever to start with. That's a weird, weak.
Well, did she call the police because she was afraid for him or afraid for her?
It doesn't say. But either way, I mean, if you have a argument with a girl, it's one of those, oh, if you don't take me back, I'm going to go kill myself. Just one of these melodramatic weak things to do is what I'm reading into that.
Okay. You have absolutely no sympathy for mental illness whatsoever. So
maybe, I can't
laugh at that. I can't.
Well, he had a bad time. And then after, from that, learning that they had been faking the whole time, being married or being happy or whatever.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. The whole thing just didn't sit right with me.
Okay.
You're right. I guess if he had months of mental illness and all these problems, then okay. I'm sorry the dude went out into the woods with a gun. But I don't know.
Either way, it's horrible.
The guy side of me putting all this together is what's I'm forming a picture here.
Okay.
Like if it was just a normal dude going into the woods with a gun after an argument, like, all right, the dude had a breakdown. He was a little mental, whatever. But you put together his name, they're faking this thing, he's going in the woods, being all melodramatic. I'm just forming a mental image of a douchebag.
Okay.
Maybe he's not.
I haven't read this article, I don't know any of this, so I haven't jumped to that complete conclusion yet. I feel a little bit sorry for him because of his name.
because of his name.
I do. I feel sympathy.
Well,
if your name is Jar Jar Binks, I feel sorry for you.
Well, here's just the latest thing. Let's see. Him and his ex-wife now have had a little, I want to say a Twitter war, but it's an Instagram war.
Even better.
Even something else beyond our realm here. It says, let's see, this began on a Thursday. Tarek posted a photo on his Instagram that sort of set the narrative here of the split. He was pointing towards a sign that read, quote, "No guns, weapons of any type," end quotes. And then added the words into his post, "or helicopter." Tag this girl, Christina, with an emoji of a middle finger. Now get all that together.
All right.
He is pointing at a sign that says "no guns, weapons of any type," and then he adds the word "or helicopters." Tags his wife or his ex-wife with an emoji of a middle finger.
All right, so he's definitely flipping her off. Is he saying that he doesn't have any guns or weapons or helicopter or anything, or is he?
Adding the words "or helicopter" kind of makes me think that they had some kind of a fight about him getting a helicopter.
Did he get a helicopter?
I have no idea.
They would tell you. Helicopter also, I think, means like helicopter parents.
Well, maybe.
So I'm thinking it's a big old screw you post.
Well, so did Christina. Okay. So on Friday, she posted her own, and this is what she posted. It's a picture of the Empire State Building with a caption that says, "No time for bullshit when you're building an empire." And that's like the, what do you call these things?
A meme or something.
A meme, yeah, a meme, yeah.
That was a picture with big, bold block letters on it.
And then she wrote, "True that, only surround yourself with the best and a heart."
Did she tag him back?
Yes, that's what she sent back to him, yes. "No time for bullshit when you're building an empire. True that, only surround yourself with the best." That's what she wrote in response to his.
Well, all right, it bugs me. All right, scroll back up to the top.
Okay.
It bugs me that she's like, "True that," instead of "that's true." Okay, grammar bugs the piss out of me. So I'm going to light into her.
Come on, let them have it.
Okay.
These are two douchebag couples. I've been saving
this
shit for months.
She's always been this, I think, is she a real estate agent a little bit too? But mostly she just runs around in a great big SUV with, you know, $1,000 blonde hair, like lugging her kids from place to place and picking out the most expensive marble in the store.
Yes, that is exactly right. She drives out to the job site and bitches at Tarek.
Every fucking show. This looks
awful. Where's the yard? I thought there was a yard. And he's like, "Oh, we only bought this house for $40,000, bitch. Why don't you shut the hell up and grab a rake?"
Exactly.
That's basically what the show's about.
I've always kind of felt a little bit sorry for old Tarek there.
because maybe she beat him down.
Yeah, she does. She just gets on top, like, and cheerleader crotch punches him over and over and over again.
Right.
Like, she has damaged his manhood.
All right. You're all right. You may be onto something. And maybe
I don't know where this article's
maybe
going.
Maybe I'll take that back about old Tarek being weak. Maybe he had just had all he could take. Like, I'm going into the woods and ending this shit. I can't take your...
Maybe.
I can't take your stupid shit anymore with these marble floors. You pick out the most expensive hardwood every time.
This is... They're the opposite of us, by the way.
Do we have to have the stainless steel appliances every time? That's what she's saying.
All right. So that Instagram pic with the bad grammar, and it's just so full of cliche. I'm building an empire.
Which, by the way, her building an empire, this is another article that I saw a few, maybe a month or so ago, about people suing her because she's off on her own now doing real estate seminars.
Uh-huh.
And the pictures clearly on all the brochures show her picture. And her point is, this is another, I'm telling you, she's a bitch. She's just a bad person. Like, her countersuit and in her interview, she says, if you'll read closely, it never says I'm personally going to attend these seminars.
Oh, although, good God. So she just sold her picture.
Yes, to somebody. And it's clearly implied. I read the article, and it's clearly implied that she's at least going to be there. Like, even if she's not going to teach the whole class.
Yeah.
It's certainly implied she's going to be a guest speaker. She's at least going to be there to have lunch with you.
Yeah, the brochures feature her image. Yes, I agree.
So right off the bat, people are suing her over that. And she's in basically, like, that's a douchebag thing to do.
Yep.
I mean, it is. And maybe she's technically right. Okay, really, we never said in there, technically, I was going to be there. Well, that's bullshit.
Yeah, you don't have to say technically. They put your picture on the brochure. I agree. It's totally implied.
Yeah, of course. So that's what I mean by this, you know, that I don't like them in the least bit.
Yeah.
And from what I've pieced together. All right. Now here's his reply to her.
I'm building an empire.
True that, blah, blah, blah. Which that is even spelled in. It's just grammatically all fucked up. This is his reply. It's a picture of him on a wakeboard on a lake in Arizona.
Okay.
Lake Havasu City, Arizona.
Okay.
A picture of him surfing. Life is about having fun and enjoying every moment. And these are all hashtag. Hashtag life is about having hashtag fun and enjoying every hashtag moment.
Oh, God.
People shouldn't take things so seriously, especially jokes, that's capital letters, that are meant to be playful and fun. Happy Friday, explanation point. He wrote that back to Christina.
It could have been funny if he hadn't sent the middle finger emoji.
Of course. Yeah, you think when you send your ex-wife the middle finger emoji, things are going to go well?
Like that and the one that's like a kiss or the hearts. You don't do that.
Well, that's what she did back to him.
Yeah.
That's the emoji in her Empire State thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't do that. Like, you, and actually, any communication between the two of you should either be staged and planned, because it's a promotional thing.
Right.
Or should happen privately, private message.
100%.
100%.
And maybe this is all staged. That's my point with this stuff. It gets into the, you don't know what to believe, what not to believe. Like, I'm not super crazy into it to the point I'm just hanging on every word.
But you're reading multiple articles.
But at the same, time, I did enjoy the show. And now that I'm seeing that it's all bullshit, I feel like the whole show's bullshit.
Yeah, oh, I agree. Well, I kind of always thought it was a little bit bullshit. It's a lot. It's reality TV at stage.
Well, because we like real estate. And I can appreciate a certain amount of, okay, I can go with some of this being fake, the fake drama with the with your contractor and some of that. Yeah. But the premise of a show like that, I think there's some reasonable expectation of, okay, you really did buy this house for $150,000. All right, you really did spend $50,000, and now you've got $200,000 in it, and you were able to sell it for $250,000 and make $50,000 profit. Like, I think it's reasonable to expect a show to at least, if they're going to list numbers,
yeah,
that those be kind of factual. And now after something like this and this whole thing, I just feel like I've been tricked.
Yeah.
Every show I've ever watched, I feel like I've been tricked.
I agree. But I always think I take such a huge step back from reality TV. I realize it's total bullshit. It's all staged. So,
well, I guess
I don't get quite as.
Listen to this.
All right.
Flipper Flop will return for its seventh season with both Tarek and Christina continuing their run together despite the end of their marriage. Why?
You know what? It'll be the most popular season ever because everybody's going to turn in to watch them fucking fight.
So if you're divorced, you're saying as a premise of this show that you're buying houses together and fixing them up, and Christina's picking out the most expensive windows you can pick and all this bullshit for.
And we're going to watch it just to watch them have at each other because now they have a license.
I won't.
To absolutely, positively. Didn't you listen to Keith and the girl avidly after they kind of came clean that they weren't seeing each other anymore?
You know, I did, but I will say this about them. They were honest about it. And they were honest about the reason for a little while on
Keith and
the Girl.
Why they had to keep it together.
They had to keep it. They had to not say anything on air because they had a book deal. That was basically a couple's book. And part
which
of the book.
Which is funny.
Which is funny. So, yeah. So they had to keep it. And they explained it. As soon as the day was up that they had this, you know, this period of time where even if you break up, you can't tell anybody you break up. Well, then they told everybody. So I felt like that was honest. Like, I think that's all right for me. I don't know. It justifies it with me. Maybe it's the same damn thing. I don't know.
They just got found out here. I don't know. I mean, and it is their living because I'm sure they're not making as much money on flipping and flopping houses as they are starring in a television show.
It says they filmed 5 episodes already. Filming for the remaining episodes will continue through the fall. So after these Instagrams and this stuff, maybe this is staged. Let's assume it's not staged. Now they've got to get together on camera and pretend like they're still married.
Oh, they wouldn't pretend like they're still married. Now they can just fight with each other because now they're divorced. I'm sure that there'll be some show with them sitting down with a counselor, you know, getting through this together.
Oh, God.
Fulfill their contract for HGTV. Come on. You know they're going to do that and make the drama. It becomes, she's going to bring her boyfriend. He's going to have his girlfriend hanging around in a sexy carpenter outfit. I bet you. They're going to fuck with each other this season, and it will be spectacular, and it'll be their number one show.
Maybe his girlfriend will pick out the red, you know, whatever, the red marble tile, and she'll want the other tile, and then fight it out.
Yeah.
Over which tile they put in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Whack each other over the head with towels.
It's gotten boring unless they're fighting on there. Like, it really, it's been 7 seasons, so.
Well, from reading some of these articles, I'm still going to stick with my, he is a jerk, and she is a jerk.
They're
both dishonest assholes who I have no place for. I think that they are probably the jerkiest jerk couple it ever was. And finally, their jerkness collided into a giant supernova jerk fest. That's what's happening.
You are truly, truly pissed off about it. And that's what is making me giggle. I'm sorry, Egg. I'm not really trying to laugh at your pain or anything. But that you take
pain
so seriously.
I do. They have taken time out of my life to watch that damn show. It's my go-to show at your parents' house when we're at Christmas, for example.
You watch Flipper Flop for hours.
I watch Flipper Flop for a lot of time, and I feel totally violated as a...
Well, at least my couple on Love It or Listed aren't dating or anything. That's my go-to.
They're not pretending. Maybe they're pretending the other way. Maybe they're secretly having an affair. Who knows? And then there is our local Flip and Flop. I've told you about these guys. They live about, they're basically around our county.
Uh-huh.
The two brothers, Flip and Flop. Everybody knows Flip and Flop.
I'm looking at you like, what?
They're not identical twins, but they're close. I think I've been wanting to tell you about these people, but haven't.
Okay, I'm like,
Well, Flip and Flop, they do live. They're on the border of our county, maybe another county. But anyhow, they're two brothers who live out of their cars and are hoarders. Their cars look like what a hoarder house from that show Hoarders looks like, except that's their car. One of them has a car, one is a van, and it is filled to the max.
You have mentioned.
Where you can they can barely drive these cars for all the trash in there.
But it's priceless treasures because that's their home.
You're damn right.
They're like hermit crabs dragging their home around.
They drive around the county and park their cars, you know, at a county park or wherever. All the police know them. They just know they're harmless. And Flip and Flop. So that's our version of Flip and Flop. We have Flip and Flop. They have Flip or Flop.
Or Flop, yeah.
Yeah.
Together.
If we could merge the two shows.
It'd be like Hoarders. Oh, that would be fun. Could it be like Trucker and Dale versus Evil?
It could be Trucker and Dale versus Evil. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought I'd mention that we have a version of Flip and Flop.
Flipper and Flopper.
Flip and Flop. Oh, well, here is a list of, let's see, there's your flesh-eating deer.
I
love that picture of the deer.
I know. It is really creepy when you read the article. It's like, oh.
That's a great little deer picture.
Yeah.
Here is a list, and we'll go through them fast.
Okay.
There's only 10. There could be 20 easily. These are 10 toxic people you should avoid like the plague.
Uh-oh.
Basically, they're advocating you cut these people out of your life. I don't care if they're your mom, your dad, brother, whoever these people are, you have got to get them out of your life if you want to not be like any of these people.
All right.
So I think it makes sense. You'll get the thing, too.
All right.
All right. We'll see if you have anybody like this in your...
Okay. I'm kind of nervous.
In your world.
I've been reading a therapy book, so I'm kind of nervous. I'm like, oh, Lord.
The gossip. You know, it's my gossips all the time.
Yeah.
Just talking shit about people all the time with no basis for
that
nothing.
That is Facebook.
You know, a lot of it's Facebook.
Well, Something happened recently. A body was found from back where I'm from, and somebody was posting, you know, how traumatized she was, and somebody got on there, and I saw it when, like, the thing popped up. Oh, God, somebody give her some attention. She's feeling left out here. Like, I mean,
nice.
Like, just set her ass on fire. And then all of the comments got deleted shortly thereafter. But I got to see it, and I was like, oh, my God. I wanted to give it a thumbs up, but I couldn't because I can't do that.
You know, I was thinking about this because we've had some run-ins with gossip in our town lately that can be damaging.
It can be.
You know, rumors, gossip that's not true. You know, one thing about Facebook, I do like this. I guess you can delete it, but most people don't. They just don't even care. At least it's on there as basically a permanent record.
Yeah.
Where, you know, used to... I was just listening to basically the biography of Warren Buffett, and his dad, or maybe it was his grandfather, kept a literally, this is back in like 1880s. Okay. We're talking years ago here, but he kept literally a black book with names of people he fucking hated
like
who had wronged him.
Like your file folder that you have.
I don't have a file folder. What are you talking about?
You have a whole file folder on so-and-so needs to choke.
I have on one person because I have to keep some files because we had dealings with him.
Yes.
No, I'm talking, this guy had a literal book where he would write your name down so he'd remember it just in case I forgot. This guy screwed me one time out of $5. or whatever, whatever it was.
This is not something to carry over into your life, Hank. I'm looking at you shaking my head going, please no.
No, that's what Facebook is. It's okay. Already there. It's there. It's in writing. I can look up right now some of those people who gossiped or whatever.
Yes.
And see what they said in the past and look it up. I think it's great.
Unless you get sucked into it, and I just won't. It's just so.
I don't want you to get sucked into it. I just been pointing out that these people that gossip now, there's a record of their gossip.
Okay.
And you can go back if they ever want a job. Anybody that ever wants a job with me, any of our companies, anybody, we're going to Facebook their name.
And look them up.
And look them up and see what they've posted, right?
Yes.
So there you go. So these gossips, they're just going to screw themselves.
Okay, good deal.
Do you think these people need to be in your life or not, the gossip?
I have judiciously used a gossip before, especially in work environments. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you need something out, the best thing you can do is confide in somebody.
Well, that's calculated.
Yeah.
So they're not talking about that.
Okay.
All right. How about the temperamental?
That's your wife.
Some people have absolutely no control of their emotions.
Not that bad.
No, you're not that bad. Yeah, you don't want these people in your life, right?
No, but I'm paranoid now.
Do you know of any? I don't have any. I don't think I have any temperamental people in my life.
I had one when I was going to school, and thankfully she's out of my life now. Yay.
And these are, they're talking extremes here. I mean, we all have moods, you know.
All right, yes.
So, yeah, get temperamental people out of your life for sure. I think that's a good one.
I think it's a good one.
The victim. God, they're the worst.
Yeah.
It's just what I'm talking about, like that Tarek guy, like these people that, no matter how bad it is, like somehow it comes back to me. I'm the one. Pay me some attention.
That's me. That's a lot of old people, though, because they're desperate for attention.
I guess. But.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't like that victim mentality in the least bit.
Yeah, you gotta go on.
Right, pull yourself up, get it together, people. All right, how about the self-absorbed?
Yeah, that's Tarek's wife, whatever her name is.
That's right. That's right. The isn't that another word, the self-absorbed? In a way, the
narcissistic.
Yes, very narcissistic. Right.
I think narcissism falls a little bit more malevolent.
Like, yeah,
it's another level of destructive.
I think, yeah, I agree. If you're narcissistic, you are self-absorbed, but you're a lot more stuff too.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Self-absorbed. Again, yeah. I don't think of it. See, I think I do pretty well of cutting these people out. Like I said, even if they are my family, relatives.
You have zero tolerance, yeah.
I don't. Nobody's going to shortcut me from my goals or having a happy life, bring me down. Nobody's going to derail that. Anyway, the envious. That's a bad one, right?
That's a bad one.
You know, some of the problems with the envious, though, is you don't know they're envious. Like, they could be your friend and then go somewhere else and
turn into the gossip behind your back. Yeah.
Yeah. So that
I know.
I don't know.
Not
that
I know of.
I hope not. It says to envious people, the grass is always greener somewhere else, I suppose. But that's just no good. It's no good. If you don't like what you got, then improve yourself. Don't worry about somebody else, right? The manipulator.
Ew.
Suck time and energy out of your life under the facade of friendship.
Yep.
I don't know of anybody. Do you?
Not really, no.
Mm-mm. Have you had any examples in the past? Manipulators?
Yeah. Usually, like, people I dated. Like, eventually you go, no. No, 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 no.
That's good. The Dementor.
The what? Harry Potter.
You recognize that.
Suck all joy and happiness out of your existence. Yes. Everybody's had a Dementor in their life.
Look at that. You read that. You were not reading that.
No,
when you
I'm
said
too
that.
Far from it.
This says, Dementors are evil creatures that suck people's souls out of their body, leaving them merely shells of humans. You knew what that was from Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. And yes, everybody has had a Dementor in their life at some point.
Well, all these past six people will do that to you over time.
Yeah.
But I guess this is just distilled.
Oh, yeah.
Concentrated.
Yeah. Like, you know this person, and you're like, shit, I can't get them all. It's like having poop stuck on the bottom of your shoe. You can smell it. just can't get away from it.
It's just a funk. And when they walk into the room, isn't it? It's just, woe is me. You can just see their body language just being so.
Even if they appear happy, like they latch onto you and just, oh, shit, they're awful. Okay, yeah. I know what that one is.
Yeah. No, and we know. Yeah, I know some people like this that can be like this at times, and they're not good to have around. I mean, you've got to cut them off. My dad is kind of like this.
Yeah.
He can be at times. I mean, whatever it is, it's going to be a bad thing no matter what it is. Or somebody's going to poke holes in some awesome idea that there's a 95% chance that it's going to turn out great, and they're going to point out at every turn the 5% that's going to happen, the bad thing, that's what's going to happen, and you're not going to make it, and it's going to be this. And
and he can't do that. He can't do that. He kind of does come up under that one.
Yeah, and you know, and people that do that, I don't know, they just never. I see how they get into this rut of just having this little job where they really very, very little movement up the chain of command. And you're just stuck with this little job your whole life because you're just paralyzed by fear of this over analysis of something bad going to happen. Right?
Yeah.
I think that's why most people never start businesses. You know, we run in a lot of commercial spaces of people who are entrepreneurs and starting their own business. And that's one thing I love about our.
Yes.
I love meeting these people. And some of them, maybe they do fail, but hell, at least they tried.
Yes. Yes.
They can go through life, and if they end up getting another job at a coal mine or a steel mill or whatever, at least by hell they can say, well, I tried by hell. At least I did open my. You know, record store that I always wanted to open and
whatever it is.
Whatever it
absolutely,
is.
Absolutely.
So you can't let these Dementors.
No, because they will suck every bit of enthusiasm and joy for life out of you. And I don't know, they feed on it or something. It's weird. I've always called them like emotional vampires.
Yes.
Too.
Right. I mean, it comes to a point where if you have to satisfy every single possible outcome that's negative, and you have to in your mind say that that is an impossible thing to happen, well, then you're never going to do what you're going to do.
Well, that's...
Does that make sense? I mean, there's always going to be... You can always come up with some scenario of how you're going to fail. But you've got to be realistic on what's the probability of that happening versus the probability of the positive happening.
True. And you're kind of concentrating on, you know, business and success and stuff like that.
Well, with this,
but I mean, but seriously, just the emotional vampire person in your life will, they'll take everything like at the expense of other relationships. I mean, I have one in mind. Like, I met a crazy girl in a class once.
Yeah.
And she latched on to me. And then, and through me, like, I wasn't enough. She latched onto my best friend. And, like, finally, and thankfully, my best friend has, you know, my best interest at heart, generally. Yeah. And she's like, you got a loser. Petra hang up. I mean, like it set me down and had this conversation. She's like, when was the last time she didn't call you at 3 o'clock in the morning with some kind of drama? And I was like, oh, you're right. Cause like, you know me, I try to fix things and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Yeah. This was just like an acquaintance that very quickly wormed her way into just a whole lot. It was funny.
I think maybe you girls have more problem with that on a friendship level or relationship level. That I know of, I can't think of many examples like that of friends that's happened to me with. I can think of it maybe with relationships, maybe, you know, you always get a clinger.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a clinger sometime.
Everybody,
you know, once in a while there's a stage 4 clinger that just wants, you know, you're dating somebody and it goes from, you know, casually dating to instantly 24/7 together forever, every second of every day kind of a thing. I mean, you know, there's that, but as far as on a friend level with us guys, like I can't imagine like my golf buddies being like that.
Yeah, it would be like that. It would be like somebody that you met on a golf course, like within 2 weeks, like calling you in the middle of the night with drama.
On a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe that's a girl thing. I don't know, but whoever the dementor is in your life, get them out.
God, I had to get that girl away. Yes, okay. Banish the demon. Okay.
How about the twisted?
Ooh, what is the twisted?
There are certain toxic people who have bad intentions, deriving deep satisfaction from the pain and misery of others. They're either out to hurt you or make you feel bad, or to get something from you. Otherwise, they have no interest in you. You know, I guess there's people just use you. Like, I guess that's a possibility, but I don't know of any of mine. Do you?
Yeah, I've got a couple. I have one that...
I'm trying to think. Do I have somebody that just flat out just uses you? They may not care crap about you, but they just use you. I really can't think of anybody in my life. And there's might have been a few throughout the years, but I instantly just cut their asses out.
I had one woman, and she's on my I hate them list. I've only got a list of two people that if
oh,
I
this
had,
is on there? This, yeah, this
she's on here.
There?
Nice. She's on here. And, like she should have acted as a mentor to me. Instead, she constantly was trying to get me fired.
Yeah.
And blame shit that she didn't do on me. Like, I had to learn really quick how to document everything and cover my ass. Like, I had to learn how to cover my ass very quickly because this somewhat older than me woman who, like, she was a salesperson that I worked with.
Right.
And she just absolutely tried to destroy me personally and professionally for the 4 years that I worked there. And... like, I hate that bitch. Like, I literally would turn her knees inside out in a dark alley. Hell, it could be well lit. I don't care if she knows I did it. But, I mean, I really hate her.
This is a weird one to have in this article because it's almost implying, like, you have to, you know, get these people out of your life. Like, anybody that you know is trying to purposely cause you pain and misery. And they're out to hurt you. Well, of course you're going to get them out of your life. The problem is you don't know sometimes.
Well,
I guess.
True. Right? Sometimes you don't.
And what makes people, is that just a flaw in human genome, our genetics, that is there some people that are like this, that do seem to purposely go out of their way to make other people's lives miserable
or harder than it has to be.
Or whatever the situation is, cause problems that doesn't even have to be there. You're just doing it to make other people. We do that a lot, bringing it back to business. That happens all the time with us on a regular basis. We run into other people, and some of them business people.
Yeah.
Like the guy that wouldn't let me drive the stakes for our parking lot into the grassy area between our parking lots because he technically owned the grassy area.
I think that's like the whole jealousy. I've got mine. You can't, you know,
I guess
it's some weird. And I mean, it was,
But at that point, like in that example, he could have used those same poles for his parking lot. I could use one side of them, and he could have used, you know, I could have used the side that are on that faced my side of the parking lot, and then he could use the other side. Like, it's just crazy that people will shoot themselves in the foot and go out of their way to try to hurt you or make you have to do something that you wouldn't normally have to do.
Yeah.
Even if it helps them.
I don't know.
That's an odd quirk.
I don't know why people are like that. I really don't.
I think it's a weird quirk. Well, that's
it ends up being self-destructive.
Oh, it does. Those people never get ahead. They never.
Or they do, but they're so despised that eventually they're going to
get what's coming to them. Maybe
karma's a cruel mistress.
I hope the judgmental.
Oh, I have some of those in my life.
Yeah, you do have this one. I think we all, this one's a, first of all these to different levels. All right, everybody once in a while can be.
Every single one of these.
Right. Judgmental. Judgmental people are quick to tell you exactly what is and isn't cool. That's funny to use the word cool here. But anyway, point is, judgmental people suck. Let's just say it.
Yeah, they do.
Well, no, let me put it this way. Overly judgmental people suck. We all are judmental.
Well, we have to make judgments. Of course. It's a part of.
You have to say
this is safe or not safe. This is,
Well, exactly. You're in a situation, you make a judgment call, and we make judgments every day. So
I think we've had this discussion on here before about like my personality type is an INTJ or an INFJ. Like I'll make judgments. I'm not trying to snap to bad judgments about anybody, but no, I can make a decision.
How we were raised is a certain, there's certain things we've seen all kinds of studies where you cannot help it sometimes.
Yeah.
To be, for example, racist in a certain situation. At least the first thought that comes to your mind is
then you can surprise yourself
You can check yourself, but things like that, but we're talking overly judgmental here when they're talking judgmental people.
We're talking about the church lady.
The racist people, the people who don't like
the
homosexual.
Homophobic. Right. I hate that word. You're just an asshole.
Yeah, you're just a judgmental prick, right? I'm with you. And let's see, how about number 10, the arrogant.
Ooh.
I don't know about that. I definitely don't have anybody I don't think that's arrogant. False confidence.
I do. Like, it's in my past, though. Like,
oh,
it's
okay.
Not now. It's the other person that I would get with a tire iron.
The arrogant. It's, yeah, you know, that's an odd one.
Well, all right, I'll make this quick, but like another job, another individual that I trained on stuff. And then like I moved here and then he would like call me and like tell me how to do stuff. And I was like, dumbass, I taught you how to do that, and started hanging up on him. Like, just the most arrogant bastard I've ever been around in my life. The other person I would get with a tire.
You know, the arrogant, that can be, there's a fine line between that and confidence.
And some people can jump rope with it, and some people just like broad jump over it and are just arrogant assholes.
Yeah. That one, I think you got to be careful of how you're labeling that one, because sometimes somebody you think's arrogant may just be that they're confident.
I think we can all kind of pinpoint it, though.
I would hope.
I think if you're talking about it hitting the top 10 list of toxic people,
it's going to pop out at you.
Yeah.
I got you.
You're going to know it.
Well, that one.
Punch you in the nose.
We get some of these from people in general, so I'm thinking, again, I can't pinpoint a specific friend or whatever, but let's just face it. We probably get some people that are kind of jealous of us. And people that think we're arrogant just because, you know, we have managed to accumulate a little bit of wealth and some
some
property and things like that. So that one I'm a little sensitive to myself because I don't want to be perceived that way.
Well, you're self-confident, but I have only seen you get almost arrogant maybe a couple of times, and it's usually in retaliation to your dementor father.
Well, maybe.
Like he can push you too far.
Maybe.
And you push back. So.
Well, I certainly don't want to be arrogant on. I don't want to be arrogant at all, ever, really. So even in that situation, I need to start watching about it. But that's something I'm. I don't know. I just want to be.
You're very, very down to earth.
I feel like I am. But again, anybody who is at a certain level, whether you're the supervisor of your department or you're the owner of the business,
there's automatically some jealousy involved.
Yeah,
we're
there's some
just
jealousy.
Being brutally honest.
Yeah, there's some jealousy and there's some, he's being arrogant. And when, you know, it's just not the case.
No.
Sometimes a decision has to be made, and I can make that decision and be pretty decisive about it. And it's not being arrogant. It's just, all right, here's what we're going to do, people.
Yes.
Huddle up.
Yes.
You do this, and you go over here. You start calling this person, and you start putting banners up, and you get this on Facebook, and boom.
It'll be done. Yeah.
So.
I understand, because I'm bossy. If there was a number 11 on there, I would probably fall under the bossy kind.
Bossy?
Yes, I'm bossy.
This is, by the way, I'll give, this was on Huffington Post, by the way. Dr. Travis Tranberry.
Travis Tranberry. I want to tongue tie that one up. That's an awesome name.
It is.
It's a real name, Travis. I know people named Travis.
Me too. Wow. Imagine that. You can actually, somebody's name you've heard of. Fantastic. All right.
All right.
Everybody where they can find us.
No, I'm not done yet, Jackass.
Wait a minute.
Thank you very much.
Rewind. What we got?
I've had an interesting week. First, I've got to laugh about this. I've got a buddy that I have been friends with, no joke, since seventh grade. And we're 44 years old now, so it's been a long damn time.
Right.
And she has started selling this Monat, I think that's how you say M-O-N-A-T, shampoo line stuff. It's a freaking pyramid marketing scheme, straight up. So this last week, she actually sent me samples of it. And I hate to admit it, Hank, but damn, this is good stuff. Like, I don't want it to work, but like, even you were like, oh, look at your hair kind of today. Cause I, like, you thought I'd comb my hair. No, I just like taking it down.
Once in a while, there's some of these multi-level marketing schemes that have some decent products. But man, don't you dread that damn phone call?
Yeah,
when your friends try to sell you this stuff.
I do. And geez. She has been all over it. And I want to laugh because, you know, one of the things with this company is they're like, ooh, our scientific research team, whatever. Some of their claims is like unique molecular ingredients. I'm like,
all natural.
Yeah.
Like what's unnatural?
It's shit that does not have any real meaning at all.
Yeah,
but
I hate those words.
But my shipment is on the way because, you know, sometimes you're a friend and you just do this shit. I have enough candles to last, like, through a nuclear winter.
We're going to throw away some candles. We got too many. They're going to take over like deer.
They might. I have them hidden from you anyhow. So, but like years ago, friends of mine had this party light stuff going through, and it was you have a party. It was like Tupperware, but with candles. And I had so many candles. I still have so many candles. We don't burn candles.
Throw them away. What are you keeping them for, hoarder?
Because I spent too much money on them. That's why.
The hoarder's creed.
That, yes. And I'm going to tell you about another thing that I hoarded because it's kind of awful.
Yeah.
But, all right, what's the one thing that you remember about women's makeup? You holler this every time.
Urban Decay.
Yep. He didn't let me down. All right. Urban Decay. I went to the store the other day to buy eyeliner, and I saw this makeup collection that they've got out right now. It is their collaboration with the estate of Jean-Michel, I'm going to butcher this, Basquiat. He was a graffiti artist.
Oh, graffiti artist
in New York in the 80s, and he passed away. I think in the 80s or early 90s, but they've got like the boxes and the containers have some of his artwork on it, and they're just super, super, I don't know, cool. It's graffiti art. It's beautiful.
Well, urban's in their name, so it makes sense. They'd have a graffiti artist for their.
And then like the pictures that I saw, like, cause I got an email when it came out, the pictures I saw online, I was like, eh, whatever. It's a neutral eyeliner palette. But when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, I have to have this. Because they are beautiful. They're so much like.
Nice. Well, you're a cosmetologist, so.
In life. I mean, they're just amazing. They blow you away. And I bought the neutral palette, and the quality was so good. Like, I turned around and went and bought, like, the there's a Tenant palette, too, that is, like, super bright colors. It's pinks and purples and greens and a couple of really super bright blues. And now I'm wanting to wear bright eyeshadow all the time. I'm 44 years old. I'm too old for this shit. Huh. But I'm playing with it some right now. And
I like
sometimes
it.
It's just funny when, like, something like that will inspire you so much. And I've got to say, this whole collection, the artwork and the quality of the products and all, I was like, oh, wow, that's the neatest thing ever. And definitely not sponsored. So.
No, that's good. If you have a good product, why not? Well, going back to your multi-level marketing thing and friends, though, that's usually a phone call, though, that I just dread. And you girls have to endure that a lot more than us guys.
Yes, we do. But I think it's a harder sell for you.
Didn't you just have a pearl thing recently?
Yes, I did.
What's that?
It was
thing?
A pearl party, people, they've got a bunch of cultured. It's still the oyster. You open the oyster right there at the party, and they dig out the pearl for you, and it's been seeded, so they know you've got a pearl of a certain size.
Yeah.
So. You're guaranteed to get that. They tell you how much it's worth, which is ridiculous. It's worth how much you paid for it.
Well,
actually, it's probably worth a lot less, but whatever. I don't know.
Well, at least they're not lying to you. The worst ones are the ones that lie to you. Like, I've had people who have got me to a multi-level marketing thing, and it was basically on a lie. That's what drives me crazy. Just like going back to the flip and flop thing. Like, I can't stand to be lied to. Just tell me, you know, this is a seminar and I'm going to try to sell you whatever.
Yeah.
You know, versus this fake. Specifically what I'm thinking of is somebody a long time ago had, it's happened twice. But once was somebody sent me an invitation and then they called me personally and said, there's a continuing education class on this product, and I've been looking for somebody to go with me. Would you care to go with me? You know, let's go this thing. It's free. It's in Huntington, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, well, okay, you know, it's continuing education. It's free, sure. I get there. He's the speaker, and it's a whole room full of people he's done that to, and he's trying to sell us a bunch of damn magnets for back pain. And trying to get me to be a vendor selling these magnets under the guise of that it was a continuing education class and I was going to be just hang out with him in the audience. And no, exactly opposite. And I've had, and the other one I had was similar, was with these phone cards, prepaid phone cards, early 90s.
Yeah, I remember those.
I had a guy who, again, looking back on it, I should have known, but you're young. And it was one of these vague, hey, you know, come on down to, next time you're in Lexington. It wasn't even next time because I lived in Lexington at the time. It was, me and some buddies are going to get together and have some beers. And this guy's going to talk a little bit about a business thing. And let's go hang out and have some beers and blah, blah, blah. No, you get there and like a special room's reserved. It's specifically, and then there's a guy talking, and they give you that hard-ass sell for.
Oh, won't let you out without making a decision.
Right.
That's one of their, yeah.
I have no problem getting out, but
yeah.
It's just the fact they don't tell you what's going on, right?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I've been hard sold and paid for it dearly with that. Oh, direct buy shit. Like, I ended up buying direct buy. I had no choice. It was not my choice.
And some stuff is okay. But if you just tell me what you're selling me, I might buy it.
Well, I have to say, I like my shampoo. I've still got like another set of samples, and I'm going to try it again. And I've got some on the way. I promised her I would. And in friendship, you will. But damn, it's like $22 for a bottle of shampoo.
Damn.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, at least you like the product.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, I buy Body by Vi from somebody. I won't let them get me on that recurring billing cycle thing, but I'll buy directly from my friend.
Yeah.
And that's okay, you know. I mean, the fact that I have protein powder, it tastes pretty good. You want to try some?
Yeah.
And I try it, and it's pretty good. And I'm like, yeah, that is pretty good. Okay, I'll buy a bag. Like, that's okay. That's normal.
Yeah.
That's not getting you in a room telling you, oh, let's just go hang out and have some beers. And, you know, then you get there and it's that.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad.
That is bad. And you are like the king of don't, like, and this is funny. Like, my family, we tell tall tales. Like, exaggeration is not a bad thing
right.
in my family. And I think on a very early date with you, like, I exaggerated something, and you made me feel so bad about
it.
You did. You were like, why did you have to lie about that? Like, you really did. Like, you, and like, and it kind of turned that off, like, to the point where my mom is at, like, actually kind of picked on me about it. Because everybody in my family, we will exaggerate to each other, but I've broken the habit completely since I'm with you.
I try not to exaggerate too much.
Well, in the course of a funny story, like,
because
we do it in a joking way.
Because I don't want anybody to ever say I lied or that I was being untruthful about something. I just am so paranoid about somebody. Chairman Meow.
She was in the chair.
So now, no, I don't want anybody to ever be able to just say that I lied about something or was wrong. Like, when I say something, I'm so calculated about it. Like, I will never say something unless I am pretty much 100% sure what I'm saying.
I'm at the 98% confidence level most of the time. I'll give myself a small margin for error, but I'm pretty calculated.
Right.
But, like, I won't even exaggerate for the sake of a joke anymore. You broke me of that. like it was humiliating. It really was.
I don't know what you're talking about, but whatever. I'm glad you went out with me for a second date.
It was probably on the second or third date. So, but I felt so bad. It's like, yow, you do not handle falsehood.
No,
even
I don't.
Even in the sacrifice to a great joke. So.
Well, I guess
if there were six of them, you don't say 10.
I guess I'm literal that way.
You are. You're kind of.
My tall fish story, no. I caught the 4-inch fish.
Yeah.
Not the 4-foot one.
Well, my family would go the other direction. We would be like, it was a 1/4-inch fish. But, like, we would do that.
Right.
Because we're goofy like that, but we accept that within our little.
So, in other words, you're a bunch of liars. That's what
See,
it is.
No, we're not. Because we're laughing the whole time, and we know we're exaggerating.
I hear you. All right, tell them where you can find us, Miss Petra.
HillbillyNerdTalk.com.
Share the word out there, people.
Yeah. Tell somebody about our podcast if you enjoyed it, please. And you can follow Hank on his Twitter and his Facebook, and you can check out my Pinterest boards.
That's probably the best place to reach us.
Yeah.
I'm more active on Twitter than anything. I haven't gotten on Facebook much. It's more like once or twice a week anymore.
Yeah, I don't do Facebook. It's evil.
I've been so busy. It's just hard to, you know.
It's hard to juggle.
I mean, let's just face it. We're not professional here, podcasters. It's not our whole.
By Hank and Petra.
Right. Right. I mean, our livelihood is not this. This is a hobby. So it obviously has to take a back seat to our real careers and real occupations. And
So we're sorry if it if it's been sporadic lately. We're going to try to shift to doing this on Sundays.
Again. Yeah, we're going to go back to the Sunday. We're going to try to go back to that routine. But, yeah, that's wonderful.
All right, everybody. Talk with you next week.